The video game maker Electronic Arts says it is still going to pursue its attempt to buy its rival, Take-Two Interactive, though its initial bid was rebuffed. EA is offering nearly $2 billion to Take-Two, which is the maker of the hit game series Grand Theft Auto. By the way, they're now up to Grand Theft Auto 4, if you're keeping count. Video games are an $18 billion a year business, the fastest growing segment of the entertainment industry, and they're not all about action. Youth Radio's Brandon McFarlane takes a look into how gaming makes and shapes music.
I've been playing drums since I was 6. Give me a spoon, a fork, and a file cabinet, and I've got myself a drum set. If I could do that with a couple kitchen utensils, the video game Rock Band should be a cinch. On Rock Band, you choose a classic rock tune, pick your instrument, and then rack up points for staying on beat.
And it's time for me to rock out.
What happened? People are booing me! No! Now, despite that weak performance, this game is addictive. It's no surprise almost 1.5 million units have sold since its November release. But on most games, all you're doing is playing along with other people's music. Imagine using a video game to create your own tunes. GameSpot senior editor Brian Ekberg says, "That's the next evolution in music gaming, holding your studio in the palm of your hands."
If you're really diving deep with these games and learning all their intricacies, it's really an act of creation. But when you get it in the hands of someone who is really skilled and knows exactly what they're doing, man, they can create some amazing stuff.
I'm going to go ahead and create just like a small sequence.
That's hip-hop producer Amp Live, using a game called TraxPad, which turns your PlayStation into a music studio.
Okay. Noise.
Last month, I saw Amp's show with his crew Zionine. His partner Zumbi yells into the mic, "Amp's gonna freestyle." Amp comes from the back of the stage to the front with his PlayStation Portable in his hands. Amp uses that device to mix beats in real time right there on the stage. Games could give producers like Amp Live the kind of freestyle and glory usually reserved for MCs.
That's part of my kit, man.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you where I got it from.
Amp is a musical advisor for Definitive Studios, the makers of TraxPad. And his sounds come with the game. But players can also record their own sounds and use those samples in the game, too. Like when Amp secretly records me talking about my first time playing Rock Band.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, like, for the drumming,
Okay, let me break down what's happening. Amp just sampled my voice. Now he mixes me into a beat, all by tapping tiny buttons on his handheld game system.
Yeah.
That was tight. And TraxPad's just one game where players produce original music. You can find guitarists on MySpace playing whole sets on a game called Jam Sessions. And the company Rockstar will soon release a portable music mixing game called Beaterator, in association with the legendary producer Timbaland. I gave up video games years ago when I got serious about my music production. Now music is making me juice to get back in the game. For NPR News, I'm Brandon McFarlane.
That story was produced by Youth Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.